I mean, Leamington Spa, sunny Leamington, okay, cloudy Leamington Spa with patches of blue. It's quite nice, actually, and it's quite warm. And I'm in the house of Harry Lightfoot, and I'm sat with Harry and Martin. Martin?
Hello, how are you?
What's your Twitter name?
Martin Spencer.
What's your Twitter name?
Harry Lightfoot.
This is very, very handy, but it is Martin with a Y. And together, along with some other people who have either gone or not actually here today, you make the band Farley, who on Twitter are Farley Music. How do I spell that?
You spell it F-A-R-L-E-Y-G-H. Not unlike the place...
No, you don't. You put a Y in there.
Did I say Y?
Yeah. Go again.
I meant to say not Y. F-A-R-L-E-I-G-H.
Excellent. Yes. Your face then. Look at Martin looks over to say, what are we... Am I in a different band? Have you left?
So, I'd super like to say anything.
Not far from where we are is your recording studio, where you have been... spending a lot of time recently. What have you been doing?
We've been recording with the aid of a top producer, a guy called Jez Code. We've been recording a few new tracks that we're going to, you know, hopefully put down on an album fairly soon.
Why is he a top producer?
He's been hired in to record with Jim Kerr, and he's done the last Simple Minds album, which is called Graffiti Soul, which everyone should go and get. It's very good. And I think he might have done Black and White, which is the one before that.
And you've done some recording before, and you've got your Macs, and you're a little bit of a dab band. But why? What's he done for you as a band that you might not have been able to do yourself?
Jez, when we do recording with him, we record it as a band rather than just putting some drums down and then a bass guitar on top and then a guitar on top of that and then another guitar and then maybe four more guitars and then some vocals, which is what we've done before. We've recorded it as a band, so hopefully everything, well, in fact, it is. Everything you hear live is exactly what we do on the recording, which makes us much tighter as a band generally. And, yeah, everything sounds great. He's very good.
Cool. You're very, very happy with him, I can tell. Martin's got his laptop open at the moment, and we've had a bit of a busy morning talking about potential social media destinations. What have we done so far?
We've looked at Twitter and the way that you can use that to build up conversations with people, to use networking to its full capacity. We've subsequently... stumbled across some other sites such as Band Central, which I'm on now, which we're just sort of trying to get an offensive together, really, on the world of the internet.
Now, you guys already follow Solo Bass Steve, who of course is well versed when it comes to social media. Read his blog; it's well worth seeing. This world through an extremely good musician's perspective. He's got his fingers in all kinds of pies simultaneously, need I say. I think he's in he's somewhere really random at the moment. South American country still owned.
Please.
That's, yo, you know where he is because you've been following him on Twitter. Isn't this the great thing about it? Here's a friend that I didn't know that you knew until a minute ago when you said you followed him. Telling me where he is on holiday, even though I was only speaking to him yesterday. It's just too random. And of course, I met him when he said he was gigging in a place just down the road from where I live. I thought, I'm going to get off my arse and head out there and check him out. And it was awesome. And I love the fact that this subliminal conversation could go on. You're in San Francisco tomorrow.
I am going to San Francisco. I've never even been to the States, actually. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm hoping there's going to be lots of people out there who can show me the hot spots. And also, I've heard that there's a lot of places where you should definitely not go. And I think definitely a sort of, you know, middle-class white boy going into certain areas of San Francisco.
You're a little bit scared of going to the big America. Well, if there's anybody on Twitter who wants to not only follow the band Farley Music and Harry Lightfoot, you'll be able to give him probably some life-saving tips. I know a few people, Brad Fiddler, One Indie Nation, amazing music podcaster, both from the San Fran area, very, very cool individuals worth connecting with. We're going to talk a little bit more about social media. Have you got a name for the album?
Not yet, actually. We've got a few ideas in the pipeline, which we're not willing to disclose at this,
not yet.
Moment. It means, no, I don't have any names.
You could Twitter source some names.
Why not?
Why not just ask them? Give us a good name. Yeah. This is the track listing. Yeah. You've heard the tracks on our MySpace, which your MySpace, you've just changed the name of that, haven't you?
Yes, MySpace.com/Farley Music.
It was Farley the band, but now it's Farley Music.
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent.
With an I, not with a Y, but with an I.
And a G. Nice one. Thanks a lot, guys. Let's upload this little beast.
Hooray!